Space Pilot Hagen, sir.
Space Pilot John Lee.
And I'm Barry Hercules, Doc.
The Skull has saved X-Bomber. Now Dr. Ben and his crew must find somewhere to land for essential repairs.
We've come all this way to find the Skull. We then make contact. And then it leaves us.
Don't forget, it only left right after it pulled us out of total oblivion. You must admit it saved all our lives.
You know what? I don't want to see another black hole again. You know what I mean, you guys?
Doctor, I detect a planet suitable for our life support in the lower sector quadrant.
Good. Prepare to land. Chiro, yellow alert. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Kirara, do you think we found paradise? This planet's beautiful.
Commander Makara, X-Bomber is landing on the planet Alaria.
Planet Alaria?
Yes. They should receive quite a reception, Commander.
What do you mean by that,
Because the entire planet is a live volcano and full of ferocious creatures and mutants roaming through the lava. Once they've surrounded the X-Bomber, it won't take off. One good laser torpedo
would cause a volcanic eruption.
Yes.
They'll go to hell, buried in lava.
Landing procedures complete.
A couple of times, Doctor. I began to think we'd never stand on the ground again. It's been a bit of a frazzle.
I feel great. Knew we'd make it. What about you, Chiro?
I just feel terrific. It feels good to look up at the sky again and breathe the air.
Not so fast. You sound like our journey's over. It's only just beginning, Chiro.
Here is your work schedule. In precisely 30 parsecs, after a short rest, you will begin the repairs to the X-Bomber. Hey, I've not finished. This schedule must be rigidly observed. What kind of training is being taught at the Academy? You insolent boys, you has discipline disappeared? I've never seen the like of...
I'm sorry, PPA. I'll reprimand the Academy on return.
Oh, boy, this is too much hard work. I'd rather look around.
Gosh, what a beautiful-looking place, just like a dream. Maybe I'll settle down here.
Sure, John Lee. You can colonize this planet and arrange for holiday excursions from the Earth. How about that?
No.
Hey, look over there.
Where's Lamia going?
Beats me.
Will they be all right? They shouldn't really be out there.
Oh, what a pretty flower. It has such a nice smell. Oh, look! There are so many more over there. Oh, it's a volcano. How ominous it feels, Kirara. It's somewhat frightening. Oh, how lovely they are. What can they be? Let's go and say hello to them. Kirara, let's go and say hello. Kirara, what's the matter, There's nothing to be afraid of. All right, then. I'll go alone.
Okay, that's enough work for one day.
Me too, Hercules.
Hey, guys, I need some help up here.
Okay, I'll be right up there. Ah! What's happening? Hey, Kirara, what's the matter? Stop that! Hey! Gosh sakes! Kirara, what's wrong with you? What's the matter? What are you trying to say?
Hey, Shiro, he's trying to tell you the lamb is in trouble.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, I'll be with you right away.
Hey, guys, we still have work, you know. I know. Leave it to me.
Hi. Come on out, don't be afraid. Come and make friends. I won't hurt you, I promise.
Hey there! Lamia!
Yes? Oh, Shiro.
You mustn't go out alone. It's dangerous for you.
I'm all right. You needn't get worried. I'm just fine, you see.
Hey! Watch out, Lamia!
Oh, no! Shiro, don't shoot! How could you, Shiro? I'm so sorry, Mon Mon. My poor, beautiful Mon Mon.
What are you doing there? Now come here.
Was it necessary to kill him? Poor little animal. He wouldn't have harmed us. We were becoming friends.
I'm not taking any chances, Lamia. Now please, step back.
No, I will not, Shiro. It would never occur to you that creatures in the universe might want to be friends. Your instincts are to kill first and question later. They're scared.
Lamia, there are no laws or rules in the galaxy. When faced with the unknown, you gotta deal with it. Kill if you have to.
How barbaric you are. Mon Mon's come out here, please.
Mon Mon?
She seems to know them.
Mon Mons, don't be afraid.
Listen, just because it's pretty doesn't mean it isn't a dangerous creature. It could have a poisonous bite. Its jaws full of venom.
That's enough, Shiro. You're the one who carries poison in your heart. It's you who seem to regard all alien life form as your enemy. This beautiful creature might have become our first friend in space.
Stop engines now. Approach planet slowly. Must avoid detection. Orion! What is happening on the surface?
They have made contact with the creatures.
Professor Hagen, am I so wrong? That Mon Mon must have thought man a very cruel creature. It was shot at without any provocation.
I didn't know what to do. I've never seen Lamia so angry before.
When faced with an alien danger, you simply shoot. I learned that much at the Academy, so that's the way it is.
Perhaps it was the wrong thing to do. Lee, what do you think about it,
I don't really think about it. Look who's here, Dr. Ben.
Come in, Doctor. We've been waiting for you.
We shall be taking off soon. Relax until then.
Doctor, tell us. Having come all this way, I want to know, what kind of creature is this, Mon Mon?
Mon Mon? What are you talking about?
It's a native animal belonging to this planet, so I decided to call it Mon Mon. It's nothing like a monster.
I see. That's what you're talking about. I'm curious to know more about it, but we've no time to wait around.
Ah, Kirara informs us we can see the Mon Mons from the window.
All right, then. Let's take a look.
They look funny.
Oh, I don't know, Lee. They even look a bit like you.
Let's go.
Wait, Shiro.
Lamia, what's wrong?
Shiro, I do hope that underneath all this violence you show, you have a gentle heart.
But Lamia, my heart
Shiro,
is...
Shiro, I would have been dead on Mars but for your father's warm heart. He didn't know where I'd come from. Your dear father, Professor Hagen, rescued me and took me to his heart as his own child. Even Kirara, he treated with kindness and love. Your father named me...
Lamia.
And raised and educated me as a child of this earth. always had such a tender heart. That is what I want you to have, Shiro. A tender heart.
Interesting looking creatures.
Yeah, glad we're inside. Anyone know what they're doing out there?
I'm sure they're harmless enough.
Looks to me like they're about to attack.
No, they're not. They're so pretty, aren't they?
Yes, let them alone. They're curious at the sight of our ship, just dropping from the sky.
Doctor, the time factor is crucial.
You're right. Come on, we must prepare for launching. There's no time to lose. Check all systems.
Engine's normal. We're ready, sir.
Hey, Doctor, just take a look at that.
What the...
Orion, go around the other side of the volcano. Look, Commander Makara, the creatures have clustered all over the X-bomber.
I can see that.
And being the animal-loving fools they are, no Earth being would think of taking off and destroying these little creatures.
We cannot be sure. We must wait.
I think we can. They'll wait until the creatures have dispersed before they'll move, Commander. In 10 parsecs exactly, we will be in a position to attack.
Very well. Fire laser missile when ready.
Laser missile ready now.
Right. Fire missile.
Doctor, the volcano. It's erupting.
Doctor, we gotta get out of here. That lava's getting pretty close.
Doctor, what should we do about these Monmons?
Forget them, Shiro. Let's just get out of here.
We can't. As soon as the engine starts, those little guys will be sucked right up into the main engine cooling shaft. And that'll wreck all our circuits. Isn't that so, Doctor?
Yes, we'll have to scare them off. Get ready, Hercules.
Yes, Doctor. I can't avoid killing some of them. Is there no other way?
Hercules, we can't take the risk of them being sucked up into the ship. Scare them off. Right now.
Yes, sir.
Shiro, stand by for launching.
Hercules, what are you doing? Doctor, you're not going to shoot the Monmons.
My dear, I'd save them if it were possible. But you know, X-Bomber must take off immediately.
Please, Doctor. You cannot kill innocent creatures. I'll go and tell them to leave.
Lamia, there's no time left. The lava is almost upon us. We have a duty which must be performed. Hercules, do as I order.
Sir.
Wait! Hold up there!
Shiro, we got no choice.
Please, Hercules.
I said hold up there!
Get your hand off me. I don't like this any better than you do, but it's gotta be done.
But Hercules!
Look, Shiro, think fast. We stay here and we die. They're in our way out there. They gotta move.
Shiro, you're allowing your emotions to override your common sense and sense of duty. We cannot sacrifice our mission or risk our lives for alien creatures. Get on with it, Hercules. Even if one or two of them are killed, maybe the others will disperse of their own accord and find some kind of shelter. Don't waste any more time.
Hercules, stand back! I'll do the shooting!
Hey! Shiro, are you...
Orion, you were right. X-Bomber appears unable to move.
Yes.
destroy them right now. Doctor, Commander Makara.
Gyro, you can't delay. Do your duty.
Yes, sir. Run for it, Mon Mons.
Oh, no.
Doctor, they're dispersing.
Good. Then we launch.
Fire laser torpedoes! Bury X-Bomber in that sea of lava forever!
Fire!
To your stations, everyone.
Yes,
yes, Doctor.
Launch now!
They're taking off! Captain! Your judgment was wrong again! You will underestimate our enemy!
Yes, how do they do it?
Gyro, full quantum speed.
Doctor?
Don't let them escape! Full turn quantum speed!
Yes.
Doctor, they're coming after us.
Right. Evasive maneuvers. Stand by, laser torpedoes.
Standing by. Hey, Hercules, let's give them a little something to think about. Heads up, boys. Enemy in range. Fire, Hercules!
Well done. Set course direct to Beta Sector.
Setting course, Beta Sector, sir.
Ah! Fire!
What's happening, Orion? They're getting away! Fool!
Fire in engineering section.
What? Extinguish it immediately!
Commander Makara! Ah!
Yes, Imperial Master.
I have witnessed your ignominious defeat. I order you to return home.
I beg you, Imperial Master, allow us to fight on. Next time we will defeat X-Bomber and return to you with F-01.
Silence! I have been watching your futile attempts to fight and destroy X-Bomber and Starfleet Command. Your incompetence is a disgrace. You are to return!
Commander. Commander, will you be punished for your failure?
My failure, Orion! You are to blame for all this!
What do you mean, Commander? I was only doing what you asked me.
Be silent! I must accept responsibility for you. But you may be assured our Imperial Master will know the truth. Alter course for Thalian Zone.
Doctor, were we right?
The Alliance were relying on our human instincts not to kill those innocent creatures.
What do you mean, Doctor?
They caused the volcano to erupt regardless of the cost of the life of the planet.
I understand.
Gyro?
Ah, Lamia. I'm sorry. I didn't want to, but I had to do it. You see, there was no other way.
Gyro, you were right. I allowed my emotions and my love for all creatures to override the danger we were in. Please forgive me.
My dear, I want you to understand something. The natural kindness in your heart is a precious gift. You offer it to every inhabitant of the universe. When all of us can feel your compassion, there will be no more wars or killing. Now, we have a mission to accomplish. To your stations, check all systems are normal. Quantum speed ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Quantum speed.
The Imperial Alliance has been shown an example of man's humanity. Starfleet Command still has to unlock the secret of F-01. But with the disappearance of the sailing ship, the Skull, they have no clues.
After humiliating defeats by Starfleet, Commander Makara and Captain Orion are summoned for execution by the Imperial Master. They beg for their lives. Will the Imperial Master relent and allow them to continue their fight for the domination of the Earth? Don't miss the next episode of Starfleet.